I just want to ask a quick question to Mr. GPS.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember, say about a month or so back, you had wanted to talk about a certain announcement?
Oh, yes.
Are you allowed to talk about that, sir?
Well, wait a minute now. What announcement are...
I don't know. You said about a couple weeks back to a month ago that you had a special announcement that you wanted to make on the show. So I was like, okay, well, once you're ready, you let me know. I never knew what it was, so I was kind of wondering if you wanted to share. And if you did, then I would set up an intro.
I don't think you can remember, man.
He doesn't remember the breaking news?
I don't think he does, man. Yeah.
Well.
Now I remember.
Oh, wait a minute. You do remember.
Yes.
Okay. Can I bring you into an intro?
You sure can.
Okay. Yes. Breaking news. From GPS himself. So let's just get right into this, sir. Okay, Mr. GPS,
yes.
your breaking news, your breaking announcement is?
I have given up pornography for videos of carnival season in the Caribbean.
What? Excuse me?
Yes.
All right. Let me get this straight now. Repeat it, please, because I'm trying to sift through the BS there. But please.
I have given up porn videos for videos of carnival season in the Caribbean.
Oh boy. And may I dare ask the reason why? Do you even know the reason why you did that?
No, actually, it was a friend of mine told me to go watch this video.
Right.
With Amber Rose dancing the carnival season in Trinidad.
Okay.
And immediately upon viewing this clip.
Mm-hmm. A.K.A.
What is this strange phenomenon that is going on down here in the Caribbean? Amongst all these different islands, all these different countries, all these different cultures.
Right.
What is this phenomenon that is going down? So I went and did further research.
Uh-oh.
And I have to say that I prefer this more than any other pornographic material I've ever seen in my life. Now, this is what I prefer to watch.
Oh, my God.
So I've left the world of pornography, the world of carnival.
Oh, man. So are you saying that you fell in love with Brazilian women?
Brazilian, Jamaican, Haitian, Trinidadian, Grenadian.
Man, he pulled out the Grenadian.
St. Lucia.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
So okay. Well, while you're breaking down all the different places, I got to get Cortez's view on this, Mr. Cortez.
No, he only lived once. He only lived once.
So basically, he's given up his smut movies for Carnival movies.
Yes.
Yes, you only live once.
You only live once. I think that's the most we can get out of him in light of his situation right now. Oh, okay. Man. I mean, I guess I'm looking at it like this. I guess the Carnival is more real.
I think so. You know, it's a new experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I encourage him to go, but I first keep it local, then spread out.
There you go. And this is his song here. Baby girl was draped in Chanel. Says she loved Tupac but hates LL. Seen her at the bar with anklets and toe rings. Do you remember this song, gentlemen? I was looking at her in the limelight,
pearly white. Said a man get paper, but yeah, LL, something like a phenomenon.
That's right. That's your new song, GPS.
Here you go.
A classic song too. We need that chorus. So he let it ride to the chorus. Push and check, taste the choice, have a nice and moist, or play paper games and floss the Rolls Royce. There you go. Mr. GPS has just found his phenomenon. Have you basically, you have seen the light?
Dude. Multiple times.
Multiple times, oh boy. Cortez, dare I say this. While you're watching these spectacles, with your spectacles, how can I say this tastefully? Do you have lotion with you?
Around me, yes.
What? What was that from Cortez? He just came out of nowhere. What did you say?
I got it not like directly in front of me.
No, but, I'm not talking about you, man. I'm talking about GPS.
Oh. He asked me if I had lotion. No,
wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
I'm gonna have to cut this short, guys. I can tell I'm getting real tired. I'm in and out of the conversation.
That's okay,
like,
but ooh. Just give us a few. So now we know that Cortez might have some lotion with him right now. But GPS might have some stored when he's watching his movies. Okay. So.
Free.
God. So my main advice is this, GPS. What you need to do is you need to go to Carnival 1 year. And.
Agreed.
You need to have yourself some fun. Trust me, Rio is where it's at. You will not be disappointed. Just make sure that you carry enough rubbers with you. Remember the saying by BBD, smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no.
Wow.
Because trust me, it's going to be like that. Chanel says she loved Tupac but hates him LL. Seen her at the bar with anklets and toe rings. She could take a prince, turn him into a king. I was looking at her in the limelight, pearly white. Said a man get paper but he don't live right. All these emotions flowing inside the club. Do you really want a thug or do you want love? She get the paper when it's time to get. She keep these clowns thinking like Chapa Quick. Honey smoke, make you click, feel it in their throat. No joke, all these love letters they wrote. Yeah, behind every player is a true player. Bounce you up out of there, push and jack. Taste the choice, have a nice and moist, or play paper games and floss the Rolls Royce. Something like a phenomenon, 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 something like a phenomenon. Was king of seduction, cop of suction. Now she with a cat that work construction. Starve her with the paper, abuse of mine. This a new
that's off top. Lap dances got to stop. You play out your chick cause your game is hot. I did it too, Italian ice, my whole crew. He's banging off my chest till I'm black and blue. We beefing, yelling on the cell in my six. You reaching, then I heard the cordless click. Now your club hopping, keep the crystal popping. Use my chips and take the next man shopping. Hell no, must be out your mind. You on your knees and your elbows each and every time. That's why I love you, mommy, you run your mouth. Throw your legs over the bed, baby, work me out.
Something like a phenomenon. 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 Something like a phenomenon.
Souped up, but played it just right. Mommy, I was full blown, my game was airtight. I needed to switch up and get it in gear. It's a whole new movie, world premiere. Yeah, keep it jingling, no more mingling. A brand new year, me and you can bring it. I was sick and tired of the freaking night to morn. Boning in the mirror with my Cubans on. Let bygones be bygones, no more games. Hope all the chicken heads go up in flames. Now we in the brand new mansion with the lake in back. You got it all figured out, mommy, I like that. Collect chips, cop his and her whips. To waste a quarter mil on clothes are sick. But you're worth it, play girl, it's real in the field. Say what you want, but keep your lips sealed.
Something like a phenomenon. 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 Something like a phenomenon.
This is our Hero of the Stupid. We haven't had this in a minute, so soundboard.
Hero of the Stupid.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
You sangano.
What? You heard me. You are a big dummy.
Who are you calling a dummy, you big dummy? Where I come from? Him is fighting.
All right, no, sing it, sing it, sing it, yeah.
Alright, here's the deal. Basically, we have people that have a lot of ideas when they win the lottery. Mr. Cortez, if you won the lottery today, what would you buy?
Good question. I will definitely buy this country.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Man. Nope.
Hey, get it out of debt and take it over.
Damn, look at that. Man, the man that's large and in charge. I like that. I think that. Mr. GPS, if you won a lottery, I already know. Rio.
Jamaica.
See?
Carnival season.
Okay. Very nice. Now, this one guy, and this is from our peoples at Glitta. Glitta TV. You've probably seen them on Facebook, but either way. This guy named Justin Green saw his dreams come true when he hit $100 million in the Georgia lottery last month. After he cashed out his lottery ticket, he quit his job at Walmart, and he made plans for a better life. And the first thing that he thought about doing to make his life that much better? Oh, the most obvious thing that you would do, right? Go and get yourself some gold-plated testicles. Yes. The young man was obsessed with the 2002 movie Goldmember, the Austin Powers parody, in which Powers hunts a criminal whose colors his victim's privates, basically, in gold. So, what did the man decide to do? You know, he decides to go, he wants to get this thing and get into the gold plating, people who were in the gold plating business. He was turned down by everybody, saying that it was too dangerous for him to do it. He was left with no other choice other than to start painting his private area with none other than lead-based paint. He needed real gold, so he used a professional automotive gold plater to make it happen. I'll just pass through the cliff notes. Basically, what happened to him was he died. Because a series of health issues that happened because of doing all this stuff. People think it was a fake news, but it's actually real. Mr. Portes, So we know that, one, you might have lotion with you. Two, you would buy this country and make it your own. But three, would you ever plate your balls?
No. That's way beyond my pay scale, man.
especially with automotive paint?
Yeah, you gotta read the cans before you put it on.
GPS?
Dude, you could have went to an arts and crafts store, got you a bottle of gold glitter.
Gold glitter.
And had no fucking effect.
Oh, my God.
How much you would have...
$99 million richer at least.
Oh my goodness. So that automotive paint, I guess it's very deadly.
Dude, seriously?
Oh man.
So went to Home Depot and got gold latex.
Ooh, now that sounds even scarier. I guess the word of advice for people here, please, if you win the lottery, try to do something smart with your money. See, like Mr. Cortez, he wants to rule the world. Granted, that's a great thing to do. Mr. GPS, what he wants to do, he basically wants to fuck everybody in Carnival. But that's a great thing to do. Wrap it up, of course, but still. I mean, it's the way to go. It's the American dream, I understand. But gold plating the balls with automotive paint, it just don't work. You sometimes might lose your life. So... he is my nomination, and I would agree that everybody would agree with this. He is the nomination, the winner, I would say, so far this year for Hero of the Stupid.
Yeah. He definitely got it for the year, I think. He had a fatality. A fatality was involved
yes.
with it.
Yes, indeed. So he is the Hero of the Stupid for 2015, ladies and gentlemen. Condolences, of course, to his family, but... you know, I guess he went out with a smile, you know? I mean, I thought grills would have been easier, but I guess not.
My life has got to be like this. It's got to keep going on.
$100 bills. I've been in several things. I was in the drug business, and I was in the oil business, but I'm not either one now, you understand? I happen to own a little business on the side, a sort of sideline.
Benjamin Franklin's field, folded just for the thrill. Go numb until I can't feel. All my pop just peel. Stock market just crash. Now I'm just the bill. History don't repeat itself, it rhymes. 1929 steel. Right like Mark Twain, Jake Gatsby, I pop things. Yellow cars, yellow gold like Slick Rick. Steel tip on 4-4s, 4-4s at the 4-0, with 4-0. Dollars fall on the skin, some might call us in. Politicians all move for money, what the hell are we calling them? Low life, I'm crawling out, 9-11, I'm postured out. Y'all niggas all hypocrites, y'all know what this shit is all about. $100 bill, real.
Voices. Full of money.
He's a crook, George. Yes. Full of those parties the papers were always talking about.
Well, I didn't want you to think I was just some nobody.
We were born different. It's in our blood.
New heroines, new Marylands, move coke through Maryland, through Easton, oh you beastin', move fat packs, Jack Gleason, the honey was over with the street shit, we see my kids on the weekend, Carter, new Kennedy, no ordinary Joe, you will remember me, no prohibition from a coalition, Colin Powell, general admission, you are welcome, new Malcolm, or the talcum,
by any means. AK looking out the window screen, let's get it on, new Marvin. Who wanna become a 100 problem? Semi-automatic or revolver? Semi-automatic, I solve them. Einstein, my mind, this MC. Move white squares with my relatives. That cheese made us constipated, he couldn't tell us shit. Took that Taylor Swift to 100 fucking million, bitch. I'ma let y'all continue, but
it's called Greed Old School.
That's right.
Who is he anyhow? An actor?
Mine.
It's a gambler.
He's the man who fixed the 1919 World Series.
Fixed it.
Fixed it.
Well, how'd he manage that?
Saw the opportunity, I suppose.
I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks. I got 100 drops, 100 cops, 100 blocks, I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks. Decade of decadence, irreverence, irreverence. Decade of decadence, irreverence, irreverence. I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks. I got 100, got 100 drops, need 100, got 100, got 100. $100 bill, real.
Gentlemen, we all know that Dairy Queen is a nice place to go to. Have you all been to Dairy Queen before?
No, I haven't been there in a minute, man. I've heard of it, but I never went to it.
Really? You've never been to Dairy Queen?
I can't eat ice cream like that, man. I got ice cream I eat gotta be homemade, man.
Oh, that's right. You're lactose intolerant. That's right. I forgot. Mr. GPS, have you been there?
Yeah. All you gotta do is keep me in the bathroom.
Oh, God. Is it that bad over there?
Ooh.
Damn, sounds like you got some stories.
So from five.
Oh, my God.
So you're lactose intolerant also, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I got two lactose people on the show tonight?
I can eat certain ice creams, man. They just gotta be made. Like, I have a local place around my area. They make homemade ice cream. I eat that stuff. I'm in good shape. It doesn't upset my stomach or anything.
Okay, all right.
I think it's because the ingredients they use are pretty, you know, stomach friendly.
Well, that's true. But let's get into this Dairy Queen issue here, because there was an incident that happened at a Baton Rouge, Louisiana Dairy Queen, where they have arrested a fast food worker for doing the unthinkable. And I'll get into the story and then come back with the hook. The spokesman for the Baton Rouge Popo tells that the 21-year-old suspect was booked Sunday on counts of including mingling harmful substances. There was a surveillance video that showed the suspect grabbing a bun, walking off to the side, brought the burger up to his mouth, walked back to finish making the burger. But this burger wasn't for him. It was for the customer who was a popo. And Mr. Cortez, you did mention some secret sauce.
Hmm.
Well, yes, there is secret sauce in this cop's hamburger, but it's not the usual spit like we're used to. How can I put this gently? This spit had herpes in it.
That nasty stuff, man.
Bon appetit! So, like I said, on the surveillance video, he was shown grabbing the bun, walking off to the side, brought the burger up to his mouth, and walked back to finish making the burger. They said that the saliva is being tested to see if it matches the suspect. And, of course, the suspect admitted that he suffers from herpes.
Hey!
Mr. GPS, since you have experience with Dairy Queen, you know the horrors of Dairy Queen. Please testify.
I've mainly gotten ice cream out of there. I haven't gotten
it. Well, I'm glad you only got ice cream out of there and not herpes.
I think these kids are going overboard. I mean, you got an issue with the police. You know, you can go make a complaint. Hell, you can organize a peaceful protest. But you know, now you're endangering lives. Now you're passing on something that he could pass on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing, you know, I mean, if he's married, you know, the first thing the wife is going to do is blame him. And he really doesn't know.
Wow.
He did nothing at all.
You're right. Oh, God. Can you imagine that at the table and everything? He didn't even know or anything like that. And then they have a little shucky ducky quack quack. Next thing you know, wife has herpes.
If he went and did a physical for work and he came up dead, you know? Or if he had, if he was in a situation where he had to perform mouth to mouth with somebody.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I mean, come on.
You're right, man. You're right. Absolutely right. I mean, basically, his whole world has turned upside down. So, needless to say, I guess fast food advice is just really pick and choose where you're going to eat your food at. For me, I say brown bag it. Brown bag it. You really want to be safe, save some money, probably save yourself a couple injections, too, of antibiotics. Go brown bag. That might be the best bet. So, but either way, it just makes you scary of all these restaurants these days. It's just not looking pretty.
And plus, you may not want to go in there with a uniform.
Yeah, you know what? How about that? You got right on that one.
Cause I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your moms. Fuck car alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your Alpine soda 460. Always let tricks know and friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, headbutt ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya, punk motherfucker. Here to let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no fucking motion picture. A guy or a bitch, my nigga get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a check.
So come on and tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. Tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Tickety check. Yeah. Tickety check.
Tricks wanna step the cube and then they get played. Cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kinda trifle. Cause that's an iPhone. AK-47, assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty. Pow, got a new style.
Watch out, man.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they folding bank. But steady talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me. Now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver row. Now they running up in your slow. You're gone. Used to be the dumb one. Now your name is just Twine. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Check
it, check. Pump.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it, check.
Yeah. Yo, y'all some niggas again, but yo, y'all need to check yourself, you know what I'm saying? Cause niggas is checking and going off. Word is born, word is born.
If you're foul, you better run a make on that license plate. You could have had a V8 instead of a Trey 8 slug to your cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the claps. And who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your Gucci and your debt. Bitch, it's a Miami hurricane hit. Strong, niggas call her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you gets no respect. Bitch, you better run a check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
Check.
Bump.
Yeah.
Check. Yeah.
So
you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause the lynch mob is bad for your health. Nine Trey, we mix. Old school too. Yeah. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going out.
Christmas is coming, from what I hear, and it's coming on pretty fast. And, you know, the one beautiful thing that we always have here in the show that we'd like to share with everybody is the do's and the don'ts of the Christmas holidays. Now, would you care to give us the top three, in no particular order, three of the things that you just don't do at a Christmas family function?
Okay. I guess number three. This is where I start out by number three.
Mm-hmm. Number three there.
Make sure if you go, you bring something with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Like, so basically bring like a side dish or something like that for any, you know.
Yeah. And call, you know, find out what they want you to bring, man. Second of all, if you do decide to bring company with you, mm-hmm. know that, let your host know that.
Mm.
Let your host know that you're bringing people with you so they can be better prepared.
Okay, so I guess you've encountered experiences in the past of that manner.
Yeah, pretty much.
You sound like it's a common yearly thing.
Yeah, last but not least, to top it all off.
Here it comes.
I would say definitely do not take people's Tupperware.
Oh, I knew it! I knew it was going to happen!
That's fine, you know. If you want to take food, plus let them know that you want to take food, because you got some cats that roll up in there and they take food with them, man, and they don't tell you. And then they taking your foil and everything and packing it up.
So in other words, you basically got to put what, like a low jack on your Tupperware or something?
Pretty much, or you can get, or better yet, sometimes what happens, I know what we do around here, we usually have the little portable carryouts if you want to take stuff with you.
Mm-hmm.
But always ask before you just take.
Yes, that would be very helpful if that. Would you co-sign on that GPS?
Oh, yeah, don't eat out the ice cream container.
Oh! Let me guess. You've eaten out of the ice cream container?
Oh, man. Take it with me, Mr. Denver, stop me, sir. Help!
One second. Oh, my God. Well, wait a minute. Have you encountered experiences like that?
Who, me?
GPS. No, GPS. Oh. I mean, as far as what are your kind of do's and don'ts with Christmas?
Definitely do have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do know your limit.
Okay.
Try not to overdo it on the food and alcohol.
Okay. All right.
Unless
you have a day off afterwards.
Cool.
Ah, see? There you go.
And, people just
look at
there.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, people, these are the things that you really have to worry about. I mean, it's not about just the turkey or the stuffing, if you do that, or the ham or whatever you make, you know. I mean, it's about being gracious to your hosts too, you know. Like we said, you know, sometimes there might be a five-finger discount on Tupperware or food in a Tupperware or both. Please try to refrain from that this year, people, because, you know, a life is a terrible thing to waste, especially when it comes to Tupperware. You can have a riot happen if you lose your Tupperware. I have heard these stories. Mr. Cortez, you might have told me about a story once from somebody you knew years ago that it almost happened to.
Oh, yeah, man. Tupperware walking out their house, man. That's not right.
With the food in it.
Yeah, that's not right.
Oh, my.
Just ain't something wrong with that situation.
Yes, indeed. It is. Oh, man. So, either way, it's going to be a good Christmas and everything like that. You got your shopping done, Mr. Cortez?
Nah, I'm going to do it all this weekend if I can.
Okay. All right. And I saw your tree. A very nice tree. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Something we did the little one, man, because she kept yelling she wanted to decorate the tree.
Okay.
So we gave her the opportunity.
Nice, nice. Now, here's the question. Real or plastic?
Of course fake, man.
What? Hey, oh, man. My God.
I'm not pulling a real tree up in here, man. I seen horror stories. They pull real trees in. They got stuff living in them, man.
What are you talking, like squirrels? Like National Lampoon or something like that?
Hell yeah, a little rat or a little chipmunks living up in there. Plus, I'm saving the environment, man. By having this tree, I had this tree, man. This has saved many trees from being killed.
Okay, now explain to me this, though. If you're saving a tree by not having it on Christmas, then what are you doing when you're printing out all your schoolwork? Hmm?
Oh, it makes up for it.
Oh,
man.
God,
I'm
in here. Makes up for it, bro.
Makes up for it.
So you're balancing the universe like that, right? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah, man. Because the best thing about buying a fake tree, folks. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to get the smells, like the pine smells, they sell them in a can. If you want to throw smells,
I was like, damn, man. Do you, I've had Douglas fir every single year. For me, it's got to be real. It's got to be real. But I mean, hey, you're entitled to what you like.
Tree killer.
Well, you know what? That's fine. But you know what? Whose tree's gonna go up in flames faster?
Oh, your tree will, bro.
No, sir. Actually, plastic ones go up a little bit faster than the regular ones, just because of the chemicals that are made to kind of preserve it. If I'm correct. But either way.
I mean, you're right. No, you're right. They do say that on there. You go. Wash the tree, but I don't leave my tree on like that, man. I don't leave it on all night.
No. The only time I ever leave it on is will be like if it's like Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. I'll leave it on. That's all. I've always done that. GPS. Now, what we'll actually do is we're gonna segue to you, Mr. GPS. Soundboard, please.
Uh-oh.
Yes, indeed. You know what time it is, people. It's the time for some holiday cheer. And a basket of cheer with the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous, champagne dreams, caviar nightmares, and a partridge in a pear tree. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with our very own Black Santa, Mr. GPS. Ho, 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 sir.
Ho, ho, ho.
GPS, let me get your Christmas drinks. Christmas drinks here. We're going Cliff Notes style.
Well, my number one is any Jamaican rum.
Ooh.
And Coca-Cola.
Wow. All right. Not bad. Now, for me, I like to do it kind of like subliminally. So in the turkey, I'm going to have a nice. Yes, it's the box wine. But the whole wine is going to be marinated in there, so everybody's going to be punch drunk like a skunk. Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. What about you, Mr. Cortez? What's your Christmas drink of choice?
Hypnotic, man.
Again?
Yeah, I love my Hypnotic, man.
I know that, but damn, I thought they kind of went out of business.
No, Hypnotic is still out there, $20 a bottle, man.
Have you tried anything else? GPS, help Mr. Cortez out. Give him an advice to try something for Christmas. Tis the season for a new brand of something.
Nah, you know what? I don't like changing up people's drinks. I mean, that's what
you
like to say.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's not good to have a specialty, a favorite. But there's nothing wrong with expanding a horizon a bit, is there, Cortez?
I have my wines. I do drink my red wines, okay. You know, my Marlowe's or whatever, you know.
All right, okay.
Pinot Grigio's, man. You know, I still mess with that, but, like, yeah, my out of all of them, my favorite got to be hypno at this point.
Okay. All right. Now the one place I would like to find out more is about that place that's near you, that winery that we went to a couple years back.
Yeah, they got some good stuff, man.
Yeah, they have some nice stuff, man. So so that is the deal here with you know, Christmas. It's about enjoying drinks, variety and everything, but also just being responsible and just having fun. So Mr. GPS, we do appreciate the advice that you give, which is always the best advice to get punch drunk like a skunk. And it's always here on the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous, the champagne dreams, the caviar nightmares, and the heavy-ass fruitcake. Just not in that order.
I'm looking for that, man. I'm trying to find me a good fruitcake.
You don't know where to get a fruitcake? Bro, let me just tell you this. You know where I'm going to go with this.
Yeah, can you tell me where, man?
I'll tell you where. I'll tell you what, not where. We're not talking fruitcake. You need to get some. You need to get the Edamame's Christmas Stalin.
Edamame's Christmas Stalin.
Yes, Edamame's Christmas Stalin. It is a rarity to find. You would. I got an outlet of Edamame's nearby, and they don't even have the shit. It's like you're trying to find some good crack. You just can't find it anywhere. You got to go to a specific dealer.
Yes, man, I have fruitcake, G. And I was telling my wife this. My Aunt Lois got rested, so she used to make fruitcake, man.
Yeah, Aunt Lois.
And she used to take the, she took the damn brandy and mixed that. She poured it in there, man, put on top. And,
yes. Yes. God rest Aunt Lois' soul. God rest her soul. She threw down. That Christmas, we all went. And GPS can attest to this. You walk in the door, the table with the plates and everything is right there before you take your first step.
Oh, yeah. She took care of us, man.
God. And the food. GPS, please. Just take me to church. Take me to church with us. Man, oh, man. I mean, everything you can think of from the turkey, to ham, the stuffing, the greens. Oh, my God. And then you go into the kitchen.
And King David would be proud of.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the dessert in the kitchen. The drinks and dessert in the kitchen. Oh, my God. Oh, man. And you know, I got to say this. Big ups to Tangy. I got to say that. Just got to say that. Big ups to Tangy. Big ups. So, yes, Christmas is made for memories, and when you throw down some good food and have good company, I'm telling you, it can be the best Christmas ever.
Mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of Gerald. Miss Carol. Miss Carol.
That cue right there is Mr. Cortez getting ready to sign off, but we need his final thoughts. So, soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
To all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Thank you. My final thoughts, because I can't hear the background. I can't hear the info music.
Oh, okay.
As I'm looking. My final thoughts, folks, is when you go out here, remember what Christmas is really about, folks.
Does that mean that I can buy my Tickle Me Elmo?
Yeah, you should be able to find them. They're not popular like they used to be.
What's that?
They're not as popular as they used to be.
Oh, well. You still got yours, though, right?
Nah, man. I moved up.
What's that?
I upgraded, man.
Oh, you upgraded. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what is the essence of Christmas to you, sir?
It's more. I look at more for the religious aspect of it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, plus I look at it as an opportunity for families to all get together and, you know, really sit down and
plan on taking the Tupperware and everything like that. And
yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay. So and then you know, if somebody gets a little bit rambunctious, you could just go at the head with the Bible on them. That's all you do.
Yeah.
Bang!
Yeah. I'm starting to see now, it's not, Christmas is starting to go back to how it was. It's not as commercial as much as it used to be, man. I'm noticing that a lot of people are really stressing the religious aspect of it, man.
Yeah, that is true. So yeah, people are trying to bring Christ back into Christmas, so I'll definitely give it that. GPS, what about your thoughts?
I am not a Christmas celebrator. However,
I
believe the Cortez that Christmas is supposed to be about Christ.
Mm.
So when somebody mentions Christmas, the first question should not be, "What are you going to get me?"
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be, "What can we do this year to honor Christ more than we did last year?"
Okay, very good. Hear, hear. I dig that. But at the same time, I do have to ask you the question, what do you want for Christmas?
Nicole Henry.
Oh! Hey, man. Excuse me? Who is that?
Nicole.
Oh, geez. Is this another MSNBC thing? I guess so. It must be. He's just so enthralled, he just can't say anymore. He's speechless, you know? You're just, are you awestruck or you just have a bad connection?
No.
Oh, both.
<Mm-mm>.
Okay. Once you, it's like you said that name and you just got shook.
Yeah, can you concentrate on what I'm doing?
See, look at that. See, don't be driving and thinking about that stuff, okay, now?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I can just, especially if you're in Cranberry, okay? No accidents on Cranberry. Good grief. Well, for me, yes, 'tis the season to be jolly. 'Tis the season to have money. But 'tis the season to just be, have a peace of mind. Just have a peace of mind. That's all it is. And maybe Hallie on a mistletoe might not be bad either, you know? That might be bad at all. In a pirate uniform, but that's a different story. I'm going to digress on that.
everybody's going to digress because they all have to get ready to roll out of here, and so do I. So we thank everybody for joining us this evening. And just remember, any comments, criticisms, anything you want to hear, any new artists that you would like to send to us so we can spread out to the world, just let us know at our handles. G5 Radio, all one word, on Twitter. G-5 Radio on Skype. The G line is always on, 267-776, GPHI, Podomatic, iTunes, SoundCloud. G5 is just worldwide. And, of course, you know, to everybody we know, we got to wish Merry Christmas. So, Mr. Cortez, if I don't hear from you before the new year, which I better, hint, hint, make sure you have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You too, folks. Yeah. You know, feel free to call in.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Mr. GPS, you got to make sure you have a Merry Christmas, too. And I do want to make sure we can get together before the new year to have one last wrap-up of 2015, which will be nice.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get my place together in the next week and a half or so, y'all more than welcome.
Oh, okay.
All day. Wait, nice. Breaking news. Yeah. Oh, my. We got this now. So.
I'm going to come by on New Year's Day if you so choose.
Wait a minute. We can't come by New Year. What about New Year's Eve? Okay. All right. Now, this sounds interesting. I might take on the New Year's Day thing. What do you think, Cortez?
I gotta see, because I probably, 9 times out of 10, I'll probably be with the family.
Gotcha, but...
Yes, it might be hard to get away from it all, from all the madness, as somebody says.
Yes, indeed, I can agree with that. So, either way, we want to make sure all the fans out there have a nice Merry Christmas, a good New Year, and like I said, cross some fingers, we all can get together before and do our 2015 year in review. And for now, we're going to just have everybody break out of here and just remember, people, those who can will, those who can't won't, and see, say, weather. Peace.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
days to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.